Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No surprise, I was driving in hungry this morning. So I know these guys get some breakfast from time to time from one of the wonderful trucks outside. So I sent a text to the great Bobby Dwyer. And I said, hey, you're going down to the truck like a bacon, egg, and cheese. So I was thinking about that bacon, egg, and cheese the whole way in.
And the truck's not here.
No, the truck was here.
Okay.
And I got the sandwich. Mm-hmm. But instead of getting 100% of the sandwich, I got like 80% of the sandwich.
Why?
What 90%.
Happened? 85.
Did Bob take a bite?
No, Jerry did.
Oh, Jerry took a bite.
Jerry ate my sandwich.
I didn't eat your sandwich. I took a bite of your sandwich, which turned into two bites of the sandwich because I had to cut the bite mark off. Bob gave me the wrong one, and I was reading an article.
Oh, okay.
I was reading the computer as I just kind of unfolded it, never looked at it, picked it up, ate it. I'm like, damn, this is good.
Yeah.
I looked down, I'm like, that's why.
Because
that's not why.
Eat it.
I would have actually liked it better had you done it on purpose.
No, I wouldn't. Why would I do that? That's not nice.
Right. I mean, and
funny,
Jerry,
not nice though.
Jerry got spinach, egg whites, oats, and acai berries. You know, and so when he took a bite of the bacon, egg, and cheese, like, wow, man, these acai berries taste like bacon.
I forgot how good that was.
Yeah.
Bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll.
Oh, it was
God,
great.
What does that sound good?
Oh, it was heaven this morning. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then mine sucked.
Right, exactly.
I'm not going to lie.
A little bit of a tease there.
After the bite of yours, yeah, mine not so good.
All right, Jerry, well, there's actually some stuff going on in sports, surprisingly.
Well, we're brought to you by the John Thurer Cancer Center at Hackensack University Medical Center. Eddie, just have your Narpatech ready. We'll get to some of the sounds from last night. We have the home run derby, of course. We'll do that first because I did watch it. I heard what you said, and You're right. The kids do enjoy it, and it was fun. Max Muncy, who didn't win, was awesome in this thing. But Bryce Harper did wind up winning, beating Kyle Schwarber in the final 19-18. He had those nine straight. His dad was throwing to him, and he says, good for daddy, threw it well.
He hit my barrel, you know, nine straight or something like that. And, I mean, I couldn't be more fortunate to have him throwing to me.
And you see how hard he was throwing, too? The guy was throwing lasers at him, whereas other guys
were
kind
of lobbing
the
ball. He's been throwing lasers at him since he was 2 years old.
I understand.
Do you think he still has the big bush?
What was that?
See, just like you and your boys,
Jerry,
right? Was
that a tape?
Yes, it was.
I thought Al was asking a question.
So it's just like you and your boys.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
But in this case, like Javier Baez, his brother was throwing to him.
Yes.
And he struggled at first. He couldn't throw strikes. He was throwing too fast. He's telling him, slow it down, put it here. His dad came. He was just winging fastballs at him.
Well, he's been doing it all his life. That's one of the reasons Bryce Harper is the way that Bryce Harper is, right?
And it certainly... That having been said, Bryce Harper, while he won, was not the star of this thing last night. He was okay.
Well, the ending,
the matchups were good. Freddie Freeman was terrible,
right?
Which is why he was able to advance.
That's because he wasn't playing against the Mets.
That's probably true.
The ending was cool, though.
What they should have done is they should have put Swarzak out there for Freddie Freeman, and he probably would have hit about 50 home runs.
You might be right. And Reese Hoskins was really good too, and he kind of got screwed at the end. Here's more Harper. Only participated because this was in D.C.
That was the biggest thing for me. I wanted to do it in front of my home crowd. If it wasn't in front of my home crowd this year, I wouldn't have done it.
Well, it's a good thing he did because name value, they certainly needed him. He did beat Freeman and Muncy.
What about Schwarber? Schwarber's got a name.
Yeah, not like
Bryce Harper. You like
Schwarber's
name?
It's a decent name.
Al, you think Schwarber's got a name? You like Schwarber?
I like Schwarber.
You like Schwarber, Eddie?
Love Schwarber.
You like Schwarber there?
I like Schwarber. He's not a huge name, though.
He's not an Inge.
He's not Inge.
No,
nobody is. Inge, you have something.
Nobody is, right.
That would be something.
Al? Not an Inge.
No? Certainly not. Does Schwarber like cork? That's what I need to know.
He might after last night for sure. Speaking of the home run derby and the effects of it, here was Aaron Judge. He spoke yesterday, as everybody did. He says, contrary to popular belief, he was fine after the home run derby last summer.
Yeah, it really didn't mess up my swing at all last year. But
Yeah, guys getting into the Derby, man, have fun with it. You know, it's a blast. You know, it's an adrenaline rush.
Got it. Just one he didn't want to be in this
year. Aaron Judge.
He didn't do it. He is, by the way, in the starting lineup, as we know. He's going to bat sixth for the American League team. Sixth, which he says not so bad.
It's been a while, but I'm just happy I made the lineup. I'm just happy I'm in that starting lineup when I started looking around the room at who we got, you know. So I'm surprised I'm batting sixth. I kind of saw myself batting eight or nine. So
how do you not love this kid?
I don't know how you couldn't.
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, but you take a look at that lineup. Betts, Altuve, Trout, Martinez, Ramirez, Judge, Machado's Abreu,
after him.
And then Perez. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Pretty much. It's a damn good lineup. Very deep lineup. You've got the starters, Chris Sale and Max Scherzer.
It's almost as good as the Yankee lineup.
Almost. You're right.
It's close.
Right.
Severino and DeGrom will pitch second. That brings us to Jacob. I did see him with the media. I watched him with SNY. Andy Martino did
very
a sit-down. Actually, he was very comfortable, and I'm 100% with Greg on this. These articles, you might as well wipe your rear end with them.
Yeah, because but it's not from him. I get it. It's from the agent. The agent is basically saying, pay me or trade me. That's what the agent said, and the agent speaks for the player.
Right.
So the agent's not going out there.
But that's not how the papers read it. It's basically DeGrom, pay me.
Yes,
that's not true.
It's totally different if it comes from the players.
Here's what I took from watching DeGrom. Forget the agent for a second. Here's what I took from watching DeGrom.
Oh, man, you guys are just like...
I saw a guy in Jacob DeGrom that likes being here, wants to be here.
Okay.
That's what I saw.
And
okay.
also wants to get paid, which is okay.
Right. He should want to get paid.
Right.
Okay.
And I don't know why anybody's surprised.
They boxed the Mets and they ambushed the Mets and they boxed the Mets. Because I'll tell you why. Because I'm guaranteeing you that the agent has been trying to do this with the Mets and the Mets have been resisting. And now all of a sudden... The Mets have a built-in excuse because we don't really have a general manager. So we're not really going to be talking about anything in the future because we're going to wait until we get a new general manager and all this other crap. And so the agent comes out. Because the agent is frustrated. So now let's put the onus on the Mets to respond.
But they don't have to.
Right, exactly.
Hi, I'm Jacob DeGrom.
Pay me, bitch. You know what? I know the Mets don't have to, but you know the fan base. You know what the Met fan base is going to be talking about. I've been paying the man. You guys are cheap bastards. You don't pay anybody. Let's go. You know,
I've been saying it for a year and a half. It's true.
So this is basically now the agent putting the political pressure, the fan pressure, right back squarely on the shoulders of the Wilpons.
There's no more pressure from the fan base today than there was yesterday, than there was last month.
This was never a discussion about giving him a new contract. This has always been a discussion about whether or not you trade him to acquire assets that can help build your team back up.
Which they're not going to do.
Don't you think there's a major difference, though, Boomer?
Which means the agent now is saying, well, if you're not going to do that, then get rid of us. Trade us.
Because the trade deadline's in 10 days, of course. Makes sense.
This is the problem I have.
You guys just don't get it, man.
No, no, no. Listen.
I'm with him. Look at the headline. It's garbage.
Jake tells Mets. No, he did not. There's a huge difference. If Jacob DeGrom walked into the office or the three offices that they have there for general managers and said, you got to pay me, you got to trade.
That's a garbage headline.
The agent speaks for the player.
No, it's not a demand. I'm telling you guys, it is.
You can't have it both ways. These guys are trying to thread the needle. They're trying to be politically correct. And, they're, Jacob DeGrom is not going to ever get booed by Met fans. But he does not want to be. He wants to be liked. And I get it. He wants to be liked, but he also wants to be paid. But he also wants to be paid. That's why the agent came out. The agent is speaking for the player.
But then don't write that. Right. Then say DeGrom's agent.
You have to. You got to be more clear with that.
Every part of DeGrom yesterday
on
camera.
The agent represents the freaking player.
But he didn't tell them.
Just because the agent...
Van Wagenen said it.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell his name is.
Boomer has no clue.
NARPATAC. NARPATAC. NARPATAC.
This is exactly why you pay Jacob DeGrom. Because of the personality that he represents... You don't, but that's why you do.
Personality,
that's why that's the type of guy you want representing your club.
You know what? He is playing under the agreement between the Major League Baseball Players Association and the Major League Baseball owners, and he's playing under that agreement just like everybody before him has.
Here's why you're funny, though.
So I do not have to pay him right now.
But here's why you're funny, though, because you're the first person to say they gave Cespedes the money. This personality. I mean, geez, this guy. Who knows what he?
Yeah, you know what? If I he should be making Cespedes money, and Cespedes should be making his money.
That's right. I agree.
It's out of whack.
So when I bring up the personality to represent an organization and you attack me for, well, the personality, you're the one attacking Cespedes' personality.
Well, his personality sucks.
There you go. Yes.
I mean, what do you want me to do? I mean, I don't know what else you want me to tell you. Yeah, I love Jacob deGrom. Nobody's a, you know, look, we're all, anybody who's a Met fan loves Jacob. How could you not? He's gotten better every single year that he has played for our team, and he's always been under the radar. He's always been under the radar. He is not Thor. He's not, you know, the Dark Knight. You know, they called him the DeGrominator there for a little bit, but he's just Jake, and he goes out and does his job.
He's just a great pitcher.
And we all love the guy, but I'm just telling you, when the agent comes out and speaks like the agent spoke yesterday, he's speaking for the player.
Boomer, he doesn't get it.
Narp attack. Narp attack.
Freaking Boomer.
Narp attack.
Big fat Boomer.
So let's actually hear from Jacob deGrom.
Good.
Do you want to stay? Do you want to sign?
Of course I do. I love the Mets. I love the fan base. Of course I want to stay.
Yeah, we've been open to discussing long-term deals with the Mets. There's been no numbers discussed.
Of course.
You know, and I've enjoyed my time here.
He continues on that.
I'm really frustrated. That's why my agent came out and demanded either trade me or pay me.
He didn't say that. He said the exact opposite of that. This is not a demand.
2015, when we went to the World Series, and we were a winning baseball team. That was a lot of fun, and that, you know, that's what I want to get back to. And yes, I would love it to be here with the Mets.
It's pretty good right there. I like that. He was on MLB Network. He was asked about being traded.
You believe that the Mets are going to keep you around?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Because your agent came out and said you'd like to be there for a long time.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Well, I want to get paid.
Everybody wants to get paid. Why don't
you act like that's such a surprising thing?
I'm just saying that the agent ambushed the Mets and did it out in public. And, you know, and what he's doing is he's trying to exert pressure on the Mets to give him a deal.
The Mets knew this was coming. The trade deadline's
by the way, he's going to have arbitration rights this year, this offseason, and it's going to be the biggest arbitration payment in the history of baseball. You watch, assuming that he continues to do what he's doing for the rest of the season. He wins a Cy Young Award and he goes to arbitration. What do you think he's going to get?
A lot. And he should get a lot.
Yes.
But as I've said over and over, if I'm the Mets, I agree with the agent. Rip up everything now and give him a long-term deal.
That may be a reason why the Mets trade him in the first place, because they don't want to go down that arbitration.
I don't know if I agree with that. This guy has been the model of consistency. I mean, that's the one guy you do want to pay.
It's the Mets, and they don't pay.
They're paying a guy $30 million a year who played 5 simulated innings yesterday, and we're celebrating that.
That was because, again, of the pressure of the performance that he put forth to get the Mets into the World Series.
Same situation with DeGrom.
Yeah, how did that work out with Daniel
Jacob
Murphy?
DeGrom
How did that work out with Daniel Murphy?
Oh, don't start with Daniel Murphy, for Christ's sake. Nobody wanted Daniel Murphy.
That's right. He's a net negative. Oh, no, he just hit home run after home run.
The Nationals didn't want Daniel Murphy. There were 30 baseball teams that could have signed Daniel Murphy, and he sat out there like a matzo ball, and nobody wanted him. And he fell into the Nationals because Brandon Phillips didn't want to go there. Otherwise, Brandon Phillips would have been on the Nationals and not Daniel Murphy.
And we paid Neil Walker more than they paid Daniel Murphy.
And you love that signing the first few months.
I'm not saying I didn't love, because I do like Neil Walker, and I did like Neil Walker. But at the end of the day, they should have kept Daniel Murphy, but they didn't want to pay him.
Oh, God help me.
F you.
No. Narp attack.
That was a tape.
Narp attack. Narp attack.
F you.
So much for
F off, you a-holes.
You're mellowing you out, man. We all thought you'd come back a little more mellow.
You are brutal, Jerry. I mean,
Narp attack. Narp attack. Narp attack.
Big blockhead jackass.
All right. Manny Machado.
Yes.
I hate you, Jerry. You don't hate anybody. I heard Kevin Harlan. You're like Gandhi.
No, Boomer hates people.
I hate you, Jerry.
Yeah, Boomer definitely hates people. There's no doubt about it. There's a couple people out there.
Why do you say that?
Because everybody does. It's not just you.
Well, you talk like you come from some sort of like expertise, though.
You definitely dislike
people.
You
don't know me that
like
well.
Like you're bashing people during the break to him.
I'm telling you, you dislike people. There's some politicians out there you dislike.
Well, that's a difference. So
they're people. You're right.
No, they're not. They're freaking Martians.
They're talking about.
Yeah.
There's some hockey players he doesn't like.
Yes, definitely.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Put their jerseys in freezers Alex Ovechkin.
Sidney Crosby.
That's true. It's not that I, you know, I respect the guys because of the way they play. I just don't like them because of the teams they play for.
Right. That's a different story. That you played last night, you know, like those guys. Right?
Well, they beat us again.
Right. Okay.
So, congratulations to the Scorpions as they took us down for the first time
in
4 years.
What was the post-game chat like?
Oh, there was none.
There was none.
Silent treatment.
It's actually a really good game. Really good game. But, you know, that's the way it works sometimes.
Wow.
The other time, sometimes, the other team's better.
Well, you couldn't get that one out. No, that was really tough for you to get out. Yeah, sometimes the other team's better. You couldn't pull the trigger on that one. Yeah.
NARP attack. NARP attack.
Wear pants, you pig.
NARP attack.
You're dead. You are dead.
I'm going to tell you.
Jerry, when you hear
when
yourself.
When are you off again?
Like,
because you need to go to like a spa or something.
When you hear yourself go through all of that stuff, do you realize just how miserable you are?
I'm not. I love it, actually. It makes me laugh.
Wear pants, you pig.
Again, that's any taking liberties from the podcast.
Yeah, right. But still, that's awesome.
I mean, you know, this is what we talk about.
Another one of my favorites in there was Blockhead Jackass. You Blockhead Jackass.
I mean, you haven't been around here, but
Big Blockhead Jackass
for 10 years.
Oh, I know.
There's
great.
Been 10 years of Jerry misery all locked up into Eddie's folders in there.
It's really not misery. Yoenis Cespedes did play the 5 simulated innings in the outfield. 7 plate appearances against his dad. He hit 2 home runs. He singled, walked, and struck out once.
Against his dad?
Well, I don't know. Bryce Harper against his father. This guy would be kind of cool, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
I figure it was the theme. Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell did not reach an agreement with the team, so he does not get a new contract. He will make $14.5 million under the franchise tag. Also not getting contract, Ziggy Ansah, and from the Cowboys, DeMarcus Lawrence.
Ooh.
Seahawks safety Earl Thomas using an Instagram post suggesting that Seattle either trade him or give him a new deal.
Yeah, so he's like doing the Jacob deGrom to Seattle.
No, because Jacob deGrom didn't post anything on Instagram.
Yeah, but kind of same thing, though.
Really, actually, not even close to the
kinda
same thing.
Same thing.
Not even in the same stratosphere.
Yeah, same thing.
One, a guy said himself, and the other one, the guy didn't say himself, and there was social media involved,
right.
And... it's not the same thing.
Right. In this case, he actually posted it.
Yeah, he
Jacob deGrom's sleeping right now. He hasn't done a damn thing except say
He's
all
like,
the
man,
right
what
things
what the hell
yesterday.
Did my agent do now?
Yeah, that could
I mean,
be.
I don't know why you guys don't see it. His agent represents him. He pays the agent to speak for him and to get him a new contract. That's what he pays him for. And when the agent says what he said yesterday, I agree.
They're not demanding a trade.
If the agent doesn't say that, he's not doing his job.
Well, why does the agent even have to say anything?
Because he met with the media like all the agents do around the All-Star.
I guess his value is at the highest.
If this agent was Scott Boras, how would you guys be reacting? Oh, he's just a big blowhard.
Yes.
No, well,
that's
yeah,
exactly
I mean,
what
we wouldn't
saying.
Be surprised
would
at
that.
All.
Right. And that's what Boras has done, and he's made his clients a lot of money. And in a lot of cases, he has screwed organizations by getting clients that don't deserve big money, because the teams are stupid.
Yeah, right.
Or desperate.
Yeah.
So do you see the Mets giving Jacob deGrom a 7-year, $35 million per year deal?
No, but
that's what he wants.
I could see them offering him 5 for $150.
I don't see it. I don't see him accepting that.
I think he would.
Listen, here's the thing.
Would. You just said you just looked at Matt Harvey.
But if he didn't accept that, there's no fault in my eyes to the Mets. That's a fair, hell of a good deal.
Oh, so now we're
playing. You don't want to accept that. That's fine.
Okay.
He's 30 years old. What did we see last winter? Market correction.
Yeah, but this is why he wants the contract now, because he wants
it
because he's 30.
And if you offered him that, I think they've done right by him. And if he says no, that's on him. And they still have control.
NARP attack.
I'm not attacking. It's a
conversation. NARP attack.
Why don't you suck some of them?
NARP attack.
If you offer to him, if he doesn't take it, then
what?
Get out. Yeah, but if it's an honest offer... I mean, like, what do you think? I mean, I heard someone say 7 for $280. That's obscene. That's $40 million.
Nobody's giving him 7 years to pitch to 37.
Let me just explain something to you. The idea behind all of this is not everybody can be Tom Brady and take less money and take money away from the field and somehow be made whole. You have to try to up the next guy. That's the object for the unions.
Right.
Everybody's got to get paid more than the next guy. So the highest paid guy now as a pitcher, I believe, is David Price. Am I right?
He sucks.
He does.
Oh, my God. It doesn't matter if he sucks or not. All I'm just telling you is what the average salaries are.
Is it Greinke?
Zach Greinke makes about $30 million a year in Arizona.
$34.4 million per year.
Right, and he's not great.
I'm not saying his price is $31 million a year. Kershaw is $30 million a year. This is who Jacob deGrom wants to be paid like.
And he should be.
Right, so that's why I'm saying to you that he's going to want a seven-year contract that an average of $30 million would be $210. He's going to want to up that.
And what we saw last
year. And the
Mets
are no way, shape, or form going to even come remotely close to
that. No one, I believe, at 30 years old is going to give him seven for $210.
And that's the problem.
Which is why if the Mets offered him five for $150, it's a very fair offer.
That's great. It's very fair for Jerry Recco, but it ain't going to be for the fans.
It's $30 million a year.
But it's not going to be for the agents. It's not going to be for the player.
For a guy who's 30 years old, then.
Understand what the object of the player is to get as much money as he possibly can.
Jackass.
I understand that.
You and jackass.
You're a jackass.
It doesn't matter. It's in the athlete world. Tell that to Le'Veon Bell. You're making $14 million a year. Yeah, but you're taking all the risk. You know, you touch the ball.
He's taking all the risk right now because he turned down the deal.
By the way, but the deal sucks. The guy,
It was $6 million more than any other running back.
The guy touches the ball 406 times last year, and he wants to be paid as the highest paid athlete other than the quarterback on the team. He has every right to believe that.
And unfortunately for him.
And he should try to extract as much as he possibly can.
And he's tried.
Catches the ball 85 times. Touches the ball 326 times, and he wants the money. And you know what? And there isn't a more feared running back in all of football than Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
And he should be paid as the athlete that he is, which would be, in my eyes, equates to about at least $17, $18 million
per. Team is going to reset the running back market more than what the Steelers just offered.
The basic thing is he touches the ball 406 times compared to Antonio Brown, who touches it 101 times.
But what is the least valued position right now in the NFL?
It's running back.
That's unfortunate for him.
And you know what's happening in Major League Baseball? The same thing that's happening to running backs in the National Football League. And these freaking unions better wake up. I don't know what they're doing.
Well,
I mean, if you ask me, the guy who has the hardest job in all of football are the running backs.
Well,
by far, the most physically demanding position in all of sports is a running back in the NFL. And they have no long-term guarantee. They don't.
Well, that's another reason why they don't get big deals. Because when you hit 30, you go way downhill.
Exactly.
And it's unfortunate for him.
And guess what? Jacob deGrom just hit 30. Well, nobody's going to give him a 7-year.
But he's different. I think he's different than most 30-year-old pitchers. He didn't pitch his whole life. There's a lot less tread on that arm. And he already had his Tommy John.
Let me just reset this whole thing. I want Jacob deGrom to be paid. I want him to be a Met for a long time. I don't have a problem with what his agent is saying. I'm just telling you that his agent is talking for him. But you can't have it both ways. You can't be Mr. Nice Guy, I want to stay, and then put the team in a public political corner and say, you got to pay me in order for me to stay. It's an argument that is basically saying to the fan base, I love you guys and I want to be here, but this team is so cheap, they're not going to pay me. And if they're not going to pay me, then trade me.
Well,
I mean, that's basically what's going on here.
Yeah. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.